death row. God, Ozzy was old when he cut that record.
Is that the late 70s?
Mid-70s? No, it's 80s.
It was 80s, okay.
Yeah, I think that was MTV time. I don't know. We also have Mark Miller here for Car Talk today. We'll talk about old cars. What happened? I was another thing I was thinking of. When I bought a car in 1976 in Colorado, you had the option of, and it was an option a lot of people exercised, not getting air conditioning because you don't need the theory that people didn't use them that much in Colorado. Of course, being from the South, I did. But instead of using air conditioning, you'd use the vents.
Yeah.
You'd open up the vents, and that was your air conditioning. They don't do that anymore.
Well, you still can love, I don't know many models that you could do this, but Wranglers we can still order without air conditioning.
Does anybody do that?
We've sold some, not very many.
I was about to say, I would not want to be. Of course, like you said, the old school back in the day, a lot, you know, some of them didn't.
I mean, you talk about a difference of $700 air conditioning or no air conditioning.
Well, in Colorado, it can be 90 degrees and not seem that hot. Because of the altitude, the air's thinner, there's no humidity. And,
I'm sure up north, you know, some of those places, they probably
sell
a whole lot bigger percentage than we do down here because it gets pretty hot.
And I remember my grandparents getting a new car right after I moved in with them, and they actually went back, took the car back to have the radio taken out so I wouldn't drive it.
Well, I will tell you this: if you driven in a car without a radio, it is.
Yeah,
I mean, it is. It's weird.
Yeah,
you just like, well, you actually think. You know, you think about, because sometimes I'll turn it off just to have a little piece.
Well, they had it on the History Channel the other night. The first time that radios were introduced to cars, it's a lot later than you would think. It was like mid-50s, something like that.
I jumped in a Challenger the other day that we had upgraded the radio to and put a navigation system in there, and I jumped in. Took off down the road to go run an errand, and they had not put the security pin in there. You know, a lot of these radios, you have to put security pins that it keeps people from stealing them. And I called my service department to see if they had what the pin was. They said, "Well, you have to bring it back. We have to get it off the radio." So I had to drive 30 minutes where I was going without a radio. I'm calling everybody I can think of.
Isn't that weird that we got used to that?
Yeah, you cannot ride in a silent car.
Did you talk to Frank yesterday?
No, I just texted him.
And he said it was all right.
He's got a doctor's appointment today, so he
Mark, I'm going to give you two books that I got for Frank last Friday, and I was going to go see him. I called him Super Bowl Eve, and he was gung ho. I'm out of here tomorrow. Later, I talked to Judy and said, you know,
that wasn't the best 24 hours.
No, she's like, he ain't going nowhere. Yeah. He's not getting out of here tomorrow. He'll watch the Super Bowl, and you can come and watch it with him if you want to. But he ain't getting out of here.
Yeah,
I could hear Frank in the background. By God, I am getting out of here. By God, and you know how Frank is, but you know where his weakness is. Judy.
Yeah.
She throws down the gauntlet, but I want to make sure I give you those books before you leave.
I will absolutely take them with me. No, I actually went up there that night and watched most of the Super Bowl with him, and he was
he in and out?
He was in and out, but he was doing good. He was up watching the game, cheering him on, so I can tell you, he is glad to be home.
Who is his right-hand girl? What's her name?
Brenda.
The day that I took a person that we all know of that I won't say her name on the radio, took him up there to give him a little treat. I didn't know Brenda was behind the curtain over there working on a computer, and I bring this girl in there. And I said, Frank, I brought you something that I know will cheer you up. And, of course, she flashed him. About that time, Brenda sticks her head out from behind the thing, and she's like, excuse me, and she turned around and went back, and I thought it was Judy because I had never met Judy. And I was like, oh, I'm a dead man.
Wow.
I thought with the best
intentions. Heat flash.
Oh, but he liked it. He liked it very, very much. Well, good. I'm glad to hear he's doing better and that he will get out. We're going to do Felon Friday today. We're going to do Beat the Baz at least once, maybe twice. Paul McCartney got his star on the Walk of Fame. But before we do anything, Clay Henry's going to call sometime this hour.
Yeah, I hope so, somewhere in this hour.
Yeah, because that last issue I gave to Bill because of just – you'd agree, if you're a Razorback fan through and through, that's a Bible.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. If you really are a Razorback fan, you ought to subscribe to that. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good math.
Yeah.
Harry King sometimes, I think, contributes to it as well.
And he tells the whole story. Clay Henry, of course, is the son of the legendary man who helped create the Razorbacks, Orville Henry. And he talks about how they started the business and how it was rough at first, but I think it's flourishing
What's
now.
What's weird about that, when I was playing ball, Orville Henry was writing about it. I mean, I almost feel old and ancient thinking, because Orville's not with us anymore.
Back when he had bench seats.
Well, yes.
Orville Henry's been gone probably 5 years now.
We used to... No, it's been longer than that.
Yeah, it probably has.
I remember looking up in the stands, and there was Orville with us at, writing about what we were doing. I mean, I feel like now when I read about him, it's about him writing about the 60s or something. No, he was writing about...
And I remember he'd have his little picture, and every once in a while he'd change hats. He had the fedora, and then he went to the Gilligan's Island hat.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know what? What a great picture. That's what I see.
I
see
the fedora. Roger would look good in the Gilligan's Island hat.
No. Come on. Why do you...
You should see Mark. You should see him yesterday with... He walked out of Ava Bella yesterday with flip-flops and the little things between his toes. And they painted his toenails.
I went home, and I was dancing like Black Swan.
Well, you know, I went out to eat last night with Matt and Mary, and they were all wanting to... And I felt like such a... They were, let me see your manicure. And I'm like, God, come on, man.
Did you get the pedicure?
No.
He went Manny, I went Petty, he went
I'm sure he went facial.
I had a three thing going on. What? I had arms, and head going on at once yesterday.
Yeah, we got massages, we got the whole nine yards, and I was having, of all nights, I actually got home, took my walk, and I thought, boy, I will sleep like a rock tonight. I got that massage, couldn't sleep worth a damn.
Mm.
But as you can see, they're sitting.
They are. Oh my gosh, they are shiny.
They're so shiny.
I don't know if I'd have went to shiny or not.
Yeah, they are shiny.
Why?
Did they buff those?
What do you mean, why?
No, come on.
They're clean.
Yeah. Yeah. They're shiny.
Check out those cuticles.
Wait just a minute, cowboy.
Yeah.
I wasn't laying on a table with most of my clothes off.
Well, with hot towels on my dirty feet.
My clothes were on.
Any
shiny
hot,
and shiny
I'll tell
nails.
You right now.
Hot rocks. No hot rocks.
I didn't get none of those.
Yeah. David's big toenails are... You could go be pulled behind a boat on Lake Hamina with
and,
like
and,
tubing.
And the story that I heard, and I heard Bradley and him talking about it later, about how if you were flat-footed, you couldn't go in the military. And it got to be so outrageous.
They were talking about it, too?
Well, yeah. They were like, he could play football at the University of Arkansas and get a scholarship to play football, but he can't join the Army because he got flat feet.
Well, I don't know. Well, again, is that true? I don't know. Is it true?
Look, I remember hearing that forever.
I remember hearing that, but I say some U.S. senator's son had flat feet.
You're absolutely right. Gotta be.
And they probably invoked that.
I never had my feet get tired.
All the way back to,
I've never had issues with having no arch, but I guess back then that was an issue when, yeah. I guess, wearing military boots, you needed to have an arch.
First of all, I can tell you right now, military boots don't feel good on anything.
I would think so.
You don't
goes all the way back to Larry Washington, George's boy. They said, no, he's got flat feet. He can't fight it.
Larry. His name was Larry.
Larry Washington, yeah.
But I'm excited about, we may try to beat the path with just Beatles songs, but I think it's going to be, like I said, almost every song, and I'll look through a bunch of them. Begins with a hook.
Are you a Beatles fan, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. I am.
How old are you?
32. Well,
I couldn't believe that Ringo got his star before Paul
McCartney.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
No doubt.
Ringo did do more movies than, right?
He did Caveman.
That's one thing I think of. Yeah. But you know what? I gave Ringo no credit. Ringo actually has had a few hits.
Well, Ringo had he knew to go with the flow.
Can you name one Ringo song, Mark Miller?
No.
See, I didn't think so.
Can you name one?
Well, off the top of my head, I can't think of the name of one. And once I hear him, I know it's a Ringo.
I name one. You're 16. You're beautiful.
Oh, that's
and then the Anono song.
Photograph. Yeah.
No. I don't.
That's a fun song. I don't know if Mark would recognize that one or not.
I'll recognize
it. You recognize this one?
Yeah.
You do?
He knew that he was the goofy Beatle, and he wasn't going to make no love ballads.
That's true. So he
wrote songs like this.
Well, you're
this,
right.
Oh, my, my. Can you boogie? Can you fly? Figure out the lyrics on that, and tell me why it sold $1 million.
I called up my doctor to see what's the matter.
I mean, he is considered the weak link of the Beatles, right?
Yes.
Probably. But he's behind Harrison and
sure, sure.
McCartney.
I would gladly be the weak link in the Beatles.
Oh yeah.
You never heard this?
I believe I have, yes. Don't Come Easy?
Yep.
Boom!
You might be good at this.
Nah, I would have never guessed that was a Ringo Starr song. Did he write that? Did he write much of his songs?
I don't know. I know you've heard this.
Yep.
Every time I see her face.
This is a good song.
But you can tell he's not a singer when you hear his voice.
That's a good song. I'll be honest with you. I don't think Paul McCartney has the greatest voice in the world. Do you? If you just look at Ringo's. Oh yes, but as far as the range and all that, I mean,
I thought it was pretty good.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, but he's not going to be like an Elvis. He's not on the same level as Elvis or.
Paul always had the ace in his back pocket. Chicks dug him.
Did he just get married again? I think he just got married again.
Yeah, and I think this would be Ringo's number one signature song.
Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16.
Don't wink at me.
You're beautiful.
See, I cannot believe this is his original.
I like this.
I thought this was a cover from the 50s. I really did.
But it wasn't. And, of course, the Bill Vickery song. Every time I hear the song, I think of Bill Vickery.
Why is that?
Well, listen to the words. Just listen to it.
The lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor.
No, thank you, please.
No, thank you, please. It only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door.
Then he takes it to the next level.
The Vickery level.
Vickery level, I wonder what that could be. I'll have to wait and see.
It only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door.
Sing along now.
Well, I said, no, 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 I can't take it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please. It only makes me sneeze.
There we go. There we go. Here we go.
Are you kidding me?
They cut the virgin.
Oh my gosh!
Probably
who
a wife,
does that?
Avery.
Why would you cut that?
It's like Steve Miller Band, the funky going down in the city. The point makes it funky kicks going down in the city instead of what it truly says. The funky because of God.
Well, that's not a Jeff Allen doing.
No, no, certainly not. Well, we've got questions here for Mark. See what we got here. Hey, Shay.
Hey, guys. There's a couple of things I miss about old cars. Do you remember those windows that were in front of the window?
What now? That was your cigarette window.
The what?
Yeah.
Little vent.
Triangle window.
Oh, my gosh,
you had the little crank up there.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
And then there was, you'd have to go to the back of the car and flip down the license plate. Put the gas in.
Yep.
You know,
I think of vacation every time I think of that, where you're going around trying to find out where to put the gas.
Well, triangle windows, you could either roll down or just push, right?
No,
well,
it was most of them turn.
Yeah, they just turn.
They turn. But I'm telling you, if you want some air, you
open
one of those.
Oh my gosh, that is a great point.
That little pant hook on there that you can push.
That is hilarious.
Well, I remember when we had to cut the make the gas tank a little bigger so you could put. Regular gas back in your unleaded only
you
car.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, listen, I remember, can you remember, y'all, when we had to roll our windows down?
Yeah.
There was no such thing as electric. Hey, crank it down, man.
Yeah, I had a customer get in the other day where I just put them in a little Jeep Patriot, a base model Jeep Patriot with roll-up windows. Their kids got in there and said, "What is that?" Because it had a roll-up window. And they said, what is that doing on the door? They had no idea what to do with it, but... that little triangle window is something you miss. And this is for my dad, the high beam, low beam on the floorboard.
On the floor. We talked about that earlier. Why did they ever change that? I don't know.
I agree, Tom. That was a cool thing. Do you remember the station wagons that had the paneling on the side?
Yeah,
But the back seat would fold. You could fold up, and you could have kids sit in the back.
Yep.
That was a cool little deal.
Or you could fold it all the way down and have a perfect place to make out.
You could lay down the tailgate, and you got to sit back there. On the tailgate.
Yeah, that is. Yes. The station wagon had a tailgate. But the thing, I remember we had a station wagon when I was small. You put that seat up, and then you're staring at the traffic. You had a stoplight. You're sitting there staring at that person, you know, behind you. Remember?
Yeah.
You're staring backwards.
That's right.
Those were the old days, my friend. William, what's up?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and say good morning to you. Good to hear Mark again on the air. If Frank's listening, I'm glad he's at home and doing better. I tried to call yesterday. I was going to mess with David a little bit. You know, he was talking about how many knots and everything that, you know, Amanda was trying to rub out and everything.
Yes.
Also, take it, David, I got a surefire remedy for you, buddy.
What's that?
Get rid of those knots. Just go ahead and go to the jewelry store, buy the ring, get on the ring.
Oh, William, how dare you? You set me up on that one, huh?
Well, I tell you what, buddy.
Well.
Y'all had a great show yesterday. Absolutely wonderful, but I just thought I'd call.
Thanks, William.
They were nice girls, and the most awkward moment I'll put into my top 10 of radio moments is being massaged and getting goosebumps from the massage while I'm interviewing a United States senator.
We all were like this. Well, thank goodness Mark wasn't there.
You were definitely getting into it the most because, I mean, you were down for the count.
I mean, it hurt.
And I'm like, so, Senator Pryor.
Yesterday, I told Chantel, I'm going to rub her feet because I had forgotten after getting that rub yesterday. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I got a 10-minute. Your feet, my gosh, those puppies.
I used to be like the aunt and uncle on vacation. I told Josh I had an old war injury that I had a hand grenade. I stepped on a grenade because I got a crease in my foot. I don't know how I got it. I said, man. The bullet, man, I tell you.
The bullet. You got a crease in your foot?
To throw him off, I called it a bullock.
Bullock.
I said, no, I want a bullock. It was a bullock. Not many people get those. And, man, he'd rub my feet. Golly, that felt so good. Yeah. And then I got to be about 45 years old, and Josh was about 25 years old. I ain't doing it. I ain't rubbing your feet. Are you crazy?
Would not even touch him anymore.
I don't even touch him.
You have to give my kids a solid quarter.
My wife, 1 year for Valentine's Day, got us the couples massage. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you go in, and so the lady asked, you know, I tell her I'm on my feet a lot all day, and she says, okay, I get the more hands-on, aggressive deal. So, you know, we're both laying there on our stomach. I'm sitting here kind of looking at her. Two women come in. And I get like, oh, you know, Helga. She comes in. And,
Helga.
I mean, this lady.
Everybody has a Helga.
Mounts. I mean, I'm talking about she gets on.
That's what you need.
Both knees in my shoulder blades. I mean, on top of me. Both knees Helga. In my back. Grabbing my shoulders. I mean, my wife looked at me and she said, she just kind of mouthed. Are you okay?
I bet she worked out the kinks, didn't she?
I've walked out of there.
Like, how many miles a day do you think you walk on your feet at the dealership? Could you imagine all day?
I have no idea. I have no idea. A bunch. You know, when you got a 14-acre office, that's a lot of walking.
Yeah, that's a lot of walking. That's you probably walk walking. More than I do, and I do it for exercise a mile and a half every night. And as a matter of fact, Karen and I are going to do it again tonight. We do every other night, and then I do it the other days by myself.
You better bundle up tonight.
I know. But you know what? When it's cold, you walk faster.
Well, that's good.
I mean, you
that's
breeze good. Through it. Karen well, can walk fast.
Make sure you stretch.
I did. Mark's in here to push cars because I will say this, that Ninja has requested. Mention to Mark, I need a great special deal for a new Storm Chase vehicle. I don't know what that's going to be.
Well, he's a big fan of the Durango.
I would think
I've got a couple programmed Durangos in there. But
I would think Jeep, too.
I'll call Ninja after the show, and we'll discuss
You're
it.
You're doing deals mid-month, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing deals mid-month. And this weekend, we've got a bunch of great deals going on, particularly because the Challenger and the Charger and the 300 have done so well for us. We're doing those this weekend for $199 a month. But just come on in and see.
You can get somebody in for any of those for $199 a month.
What percentage of people, and I think I may have asked you this before, I don't know if I asked you on the air, what percentage of people come in upside down?
90.
Wow, 90%. That is amazing.
90%. But, you know, we've got some unbelievable buying programs right now. I don't know if you guys saw in the news, but they just released, and it's on my latest commercial, they just released a January auto sales for, 2012 versus 2011. Chevrolet was down about 8% 2012 versus 2011. Honda and Toyota and Ford, they were up about 8 or 9%. But if you looked at the Chrysler group, they're up 44% over last year. And that just goes to show you the product that we've been talking about over this last year is just amazing.
Well, Clint Eastwood's been telling us about it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they finally, USA Today, released, they used to release like the top 30. But they had the top five, and they had my Barry Manilow one in there. The I think it was for Ford. It was number four. But number two, and probably the most talked about, was Clint Eastwood for Chrysler.
Right,
The second half.
And what was was it the dog losing weight number one? Oh, I'm sorry.
What's that now?
Was it the dog losing weight number one?
I think there were several different number ones.
Well, let me hear your Clint again. That's good.
Everyone I saw, and I had seen it before, and it's cute, but I've learned this, Acree. When they use songs, rock songs from the past, in a commercial, in a Super Bowl, they have been tested to death and they are overwhelmingly popular. Number two, anytime you use a baby, it goes through the roof. Mm-hmm. You got the computer of a baby. Watch me now. I'm going to show you my shock face. Whoa! Which I think is hilarious.
Sure.
But they had number one, the Doritos, the baby. On a slingshot.
Yeah. Oh, that was okay. Yeah. You can't go wrong
and
with baby.
I think Doritos had two in the top five. They had the dog burying the cat.
That is such a good one. I like that one so much. Yeah. It is. The end of the world one is still just so good.
Yeah.
When
they came out and they're playing Barry Manilow, I'm like, the math on this is not right. It's a scene of catastrophe, and it's a Barry Manilow song.
Yep.
And then it's like he pulls
out that
all
paper.
Stuff. Looks like we made it. And there's like five other guys on the planet that made it. Everybody else is dead because they're driving
Twinkies.
A truck.
Yeah.
I thought the M&M's commercial was great.
The stripper?
Yeah.
I did too.
You got to be a thinker on that one.
But the Chrysler one was the most talked about, and for people like Kime, who have politics heavy on their mind, it was on the news the next day that they were saying that Clint Eastwood was endorsing Obama when he wasn't at all. He said, I'm not even a Democrat. I'm not endorsing this guy. He said, but if they want to take that commercial and play it, they run with it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Leave me out of it.
I mean, anytime, that commercial kind of raised a hair on your neck. I mean, just talking to it. You know, it's a true American.
But American car dealers over the past 18 months have made a tremendous comeback. Not just Chrysler, not just Dodge, Ford, all of them. And that's great. Yeah.
And they didn't come out and say, Chrysler, Dodge, that's what they were pushing. I mean, they did show very short shots of a guy letting kids out of a Challenger, the couple of Jeep products, but, they didn't. You really had to see that was a Chrysler commercial. I don't care
if you're Chrysler or McDonald's or whoever. Yeah. If you've got Clint Eastwood doing your spot, you're doing something.
That's
right.
What I dug about it. I didn't even know, honestly, I didn't even know what the make of the cars were. I thought, hey, that's cool because I'm an idiot. That's Clint Eastwood.
I always do because I remember the one Rock Me Gently where the animals were in the car.
Yeah, it's good. That's
I remember that, and that was a Chrysler Dodge spot.
It was.
So I always, due to the fact that we have such a great relationship with the people at Fletcher, I always like to point that out. And those are two of my all-time favorite commercials right there. But you're right, the Eastwood spot really didn't focus in on a particular make a car.
No, it didn't. It didn't even come out.
It's an image ad.
Do the voice, David. Come on.
It's the second half. I'm not going to do it, Roger.
Yeah.
I like him doing it, but he's not doing it. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I can't do Clint Eastwood, so
that's
I'm not
going
to do it.
This is SportsCenter.